Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Shy Romance, the Secret Spot. Thank you all for coming. Today is Open Mic Tuesday. Let me see. Today is just open mic. Bring your pieces. Sing your heart out. Do your freestyle. You can even have a battle rap up in this biatch if you want. Today we're just going to be having fun. Come and join me right here in Shy Romance's Secret Spot. I see I have 624 on the line, well, 397, and another 624. And I know my co-host is about to curse me out when he get up in this bitch, but you know what? I ain't ready to get cussed out just yet. Let me play one more. What? Oh, I know you cussing, Captain Nova. What? My chat room is not up. So please call in.
Big plush Cadillac seats holding me up. Bitches hating cause I'm always doing big boy stuff. Wood wheel, I be gripping in my big boy truck. Back then at the club, getting this big boy stuff. Ace ball, MJD, you know we can't be touched. If it's about Hennessy and weed, you can link it to us. If I feel you disrespecting, I'ma cock it and bust. And MJG gon' be right with me if that ain't enough. If it ain't enough, don't worry, I got eight in the clip. Eight for them hard looks and eight for that living was unnecessary. Therefore, the punishment was less than very ugly. Was so fucked up, you wanted this, you lucked up then. Oh well, the most shit I'm stuck up in. Hey, let's squash it. Go squeak the dust up then. Drank a shot, I got a bitch you can drive a truck up in. MJG, then I got it. Pimp hard, pimp harder, pimp hard, pimp harder, pimp hard, pimp harder, pimp hard, pimp hard, pimp hard, pimp hard.
What y'all know about that?
Pimp hard.
Okay. Oh shit, I've been getting out of day.
Pimp hard. We handle this shit like a pimp should. I fuck with them niggas who run the hood from the south to the east coast to the west. I be puffin' on that shit that's gonna be burning in your chest. See them hoes want a nigga who got bread. These niggas want a bitch who got that fire head. And all I want is weed and money and more money. The streets don't respect a nigga with no money. You're cold dummy, you should be spending your whole money. But if y'all with you some, you probably tell her no, honey. You too slow, sonny. What I'm spitting gon' make you know something. So the next time, instead of just talking, you can show something. Most hoes is like casinos, built to blow something. So anytime a bitch approach me, I see some dough coming.
What?
My main focus is tricks who be out hoe hunting. But they don't get that pussy for free, I make them owe something.
Oh, oh, oh. I see you 622, 624, co-host Casanova, Drunken Ice Family. My mama looking at me like I'm crazy. Well, my ass is a bitch.
Disrespecting bitches cause of me. Always wanna sex with me no matter where we be. All our friends do my friends and they do it for free.
What?
Okay, we smoke with them hoes and get them something to eat. But
yeah,
any real nigga will just a drill, baby. Pimp harder for the millennium. That paper out here for your armor. Give me some.
Get my
dick with some. Tell my bitch to quick get
what?
The gun. We got some shit to run, so shut up and cut off the grits they done.
What?
I want you up on your feet until they blister some. Bitch, you understand what I'm saying? I'm the official one. MJG, I pimp strong until the reason's gone. Until it ain't no whole track left to sprinkle season on. The niggas who violated, they still bleeding on. I be packed and shit stacked in the leaving zone.
Yeah, I think I'm about ready to listen to you, Cass.
Pimp hard, 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 pimp hard.
Yes, good evening again, everybody. Thanks for calling and touching down up in Shy Romance's secret spot. I am your host, Shy Romance, and today is open mic. I'm about to introduce my co-host, Mr. Casanova, one-third of the group, Magnolia King. Also part of the Drunken Ike family. What's up, Big Papa? What's up, Big Papa?
Yeah, you better be glad I'm trying to be still alive.
And I love you, too.
Get it up on me.
Still alive is the key.
And I love you so much, Mr.
I know we got Mama Shy in the room, so I'm gonna be nice now.
That's right, that's right, that's right, because I can't get you just yet. So that's it. Yes, indeed. Okay, how's your day been going, Cass?
Oh, man, I've been waiting for this show. I live for this show. This where it go down at, man.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. I'm glad that you are here. Glad that the day is going well. You know, I'm not on time. I got my check late. I'm going to get my check. It's real live, uncut, uncensored, unedited. I got my check seen like about 2 o'clock this evening. My postman was taking his damn time coming over here like, she'll get it when I get it. Then I had to go and pay my bills so I can have a show tomorrow.
Oh, we love you, Shy. We love you, Shy.
He called out like, dee, 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 dee. So it is what it is. Let me see. Let me look at my chat. I know I have Goofy Bone in my chat room calling all the way from Cali. What's up, baby? I see you.
Goofy Bone.
Yeah, Goofy Bone. Shit, if you don't know, you better ask somebody. I see you, Papa. Also, we have Robbie Baby. What's up? What's up? What's up? Again, my chat room is not working, so, you know, unless you leave me a comment like Mr. Goofy Bone did, I won't know you're up in there. So leave a chat, a comment, hey, how you doing? You know, just touching down. And if you are and you would like to call in, the number is 347-677-0889. Co-host Mr. Casanova. Casanova, tell the world hi, because we are an international show now.
Well, what's up? How you doing? It's that boy King Casanova. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The label Drunken Eye. Representing that 1/3 of that Magnolia Kings for Life, baby. Album coming May the 1st, Drunken Eye family, so look out for it.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm coming to you, Bobby. I see a 000 number on here. Cole,
yeah.
You are on the air.
I'll raise this thing up.
Yeah, turn your volume on your computer down a little bit, boo.
All right, is this good?
All right, who am I speaking with?
All right, my name is DJ Wizzy. I got a little song singing for you guys today, all right?
Hold on, where you calling from?
I'm coming from the deep.
From the where?
From the deep.
The deep?
The deep, baby.
Okay,
you
the deep. Good. Okay, look at you. Well, my ears are all open for you, baby.
All right, here we go. He's the next new president. He's from Senator from Illinois. Yeah. Just play the John McCain's business because he's B.A.C. Put the eyes up on his feet. Right, legislation with the country on his mind. Don't issue at no time. Every second, every eye, he thinks he wanna devour.
Sing up a little bit.
Pop him with the chopper. Brother or sister, grandma wanna hump him. Hillary Clinton got wanna jump him. Clinton, ha ha ha, couldn't catch him, couldn't stop him. They go by party room. If he can't beat him, stop him. Second down. Bill Clinton, pop him. That he couldn't drop him. Woo!
Okay. What you call that, bro? What is that? From who?
Oh, Lord.
Thank you. I think I'm gonna have to put my little son on that one right there. Come here, bro. You wanna freestyle? I don't
hey,
know
he
who
just
I
playing,
just.
Man. Hey, give him another chance. Give him another chance. He was just playing, man.
Okay, let me hear something else. Let me let my son hear so you know what he's up against. Zero, 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 calling all the way from the D area. Let me hear something else, baby. Oh, he's no longer there. Ted, throw something out there for him, though. Anything. We're international now. Never know who may be listening to you. This is my 13-year-old son.
Oh,
tell the world hi.
Hi.
Come on, baby.
Speak to the word. Let me see.
Time is money. Time is money, baby. Time is money.
so ridiculous with the flow. I'm a beast and just for so, just to let you haters know, when you run up, you get blow. Y'all haters ain't nothing to love Taz. I whoop a dude one time, I'm a boy special ed. And yes, I sport that red. Yeah, but not like Valentine. I just be reminded every time I get up on the rhyme. And I'ma find me a dime. Redbone all the time. Everybody know Taz, and I'm all about mine. All about my hustle, yeah, all about bread. Every day.
Roll
with it.
Hey, that's good enough, young brother.
Come on, my switchboard is lit up. You know you got to get out in a minute. Come on.
Let me see. Real cause I'm fair cause I'm fly. Homies know me cause I gotta stay fly. My swagger so ridiculous every day, man. Everybody know cause I've never been. Okay, okay. Hit me a beep, man. It's fun.
I don't got no beep. Just come on. One more now. Got my switchboard.
Right. Hey, there you go.
Come on, kid. All
right.
Come on, young son.
Who is that? No...
Come on.
Oh. Okay, okay. Custom made J's on my feet like each and every day. Change the swag up and eat.
Okay, your time has expired.
Yeah, you didn't ashamed us.
That's enough. What, you want another shot? That's enough then. Lock my door. Your time. You did good, babe. You did. You out. The first line you did, 000 couldn't mess with you, boo-boo. Close the door.
Sure.
Yeah, let me open my lines up. I have 925-985 on the line. Who am I speaking with?
This is Taylor Michael from New Orleans. 18 years old. And I got one for you that I wrote. I was 16, and it was 5 minutes before a talent show audition, and I was really, really angry.
Okay.
And so let me go ahead and jump on it.
Yes, baby, go for it.
Okay. I live in a world of black and white, a world that's lost in a never-ending fight, where the alienation of a different color is common in this nation for one another, where the deprivation of education, the lack of concentration on our future leaders, our future children, is constant. Roaming our street to street gangs, red and blue teams, fighting over concrete blocks, selling crack rocks, putting their lives on short clocks, because they're too... I'm sorry.
Okay.
Because, oh my God, I've never messed up that poem before. Can I do it again? I'm so sorry. Like,
no
I never
problem.
Do that. Oh, all right. I live in a world of black and white, a world that's lost in a never-ending fight, where the alienation of a different color is common in this nation for one another, where the deprivation of education, the lack of concentration in our future leaders, our future children, is constant. Roaming our streets are street gangs, red and blue teams, fighting over concrete blocks, selling crack rocks, putting their lives on short clocks, because they don't care. They're not aware, and going nowhere blindly, they cannot see how their actions affect you, affect me. I ask them, does it pay? Does it attribute to some higher cause, or is it just another foolish loss? A doctor, a dreamer, a possibility, a could-be, is now an inability, a lost opportunity. Now I'm sick of acting like it's okay and lying, while we sit here whining and crying, our country is dying. Soldiers have packed up and moved away, and we try to bring them back without their okay. You see, we use the rights they fight for us to keep, but then we herd them around like United States sheep. Now, aren't you tired? Aren't you sick of this? There's no excuses. There's no tricks to this. If it's not a battle in the Middle East, it's a battle in our city streets, a battle of who has the most cash or who sells the most drugs. And these wannabe gangsters will never last, these so-called invincible thugs. And in the end, it doesn't matter the color of that rag in your head or the color of your skin tone. For in death, we all fade away, leaving nothing but white bone. You've got one life to live. I suggest you make it your own. Think not of yourself. Think of your place, your time. This world is not yours to waste, and I know it's not mine, but that's just fine. Because I only want to live peacefully. I want this fighting to desist. I want us to try and persist so we can all coexist. Because there's too many race wars, too many political accusations, too many criminal temptations, too many problems facing this nation. And they're continually ignored by society's contemplations. So I'm bringing it up. I'm bringing it up. And the cash total says we're screwing it up. Correct it now. Or erect a new standard. Don't ask how. Just do it. Put yourself to it or bring your country through it. Rise up and stand united as one. And if not for your country, then for your daughters and your sons. Please, all I ask is to get this done. Because the world can't be run. Can't be run by just one. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. I love that piece. Dang, that is beautiful, and it hit right up on the hill. It is so true. Dang, how can the world get in contact with you? Where can we look for you at?
What am I, like, okay, well, I don't know, it's, I have, like, notebooks of poetry, but I haven't published any of it, and there's some random poetry scattered on the internet. I can give you a MySpace or an email.
Yeah, send your email. What's your email? Just tell the world your email address.
Okay, it's CASSOWARY777@yahoo.com, and that's cassowary777@yahoo.com. It's a bird. I know it's weird. And my MySpace is, when you do the MySpace.com,
mm-hmm.
after the little slash, it's TAYLORMICKAL, and that's Taylor Michael, and no space or anything like that. And
okay.
Also my name. So.
Where are you at again?
I live in New Orleans.
New Orleans. And you're 18, right?
Correct. I just turned 18, March 18th, so my golden birthday.
Listen to that, world. Such powerful words coming from our youth. Listen to that. That was beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Now keep up the good work. Oh, keep up the good work. Thank you for joining us and blessing my room with such beautiful words. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Are you going to tune in for the rest of the show, or we'll put you on mute?
Yeah, I'm listening to it on the website thing, whatever.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
That was from our youth, an 18-year-old, just turned 18. And if you missed it, don't feel bad, because you can always go back and match replay. Of course, on that little player, you probably can't get that exact point, so the best thing and the only thing to do is just go back and listen to the whole show. Casanova, are you with us?
I'm with you. I'm in here.
All right. I see you, 410. I see you. 624, I'm going to pull Bobby.
No. Let's see who it is.
Oh, well, hold on. Let me go to 410 first.
Let's see who it is.
Thank you. 410, you are on the air.
Yeah, this is Teammate for the Hood. You know, I was checking out. I told you I was going to check out.
Thank you for tuning in, baby.
Yeah, no problem.
Where are you calling from?
Baltimore.
Okay, well, I really do thank you for starting the show, for coming in with us today. And I am going to play your piece.
Right.
Thank you, baby. We got 624 on the air.
Yeah, let's see who it is.
6245-something. You're on the Shy Romance Show. Thank you for calling in to Shy Romance, a secret spot. And it's open mic, you know, freestyle, R&B, song, or either if you just want to holler at me, you know, holler. Don't holler too loud, because I hear enough of that noise with my children in, you know. They'd probably be busting in the room anyway. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, who is this?
Hello? This is Hillbilly Sam.
Who?
It's Hillbilly Sam.
Where?
Got a damn furball in my throat. Hold on. This is Hillbilly Sam. That's who I am.
Where are you calling from, Sam?
Well, I'm calling from North Carolina.
Okay.
No, Hillbilly Drive. Hillbilly Drive is where I am calling from.
Okay. Well, today is open mic. Would you like freestyle or R&B, you know, sing a song or, you know?
No, that's not easy. I really don't like you black people. I really don't.
You don't
like yourself. No.
I love you. Say what?
I really don't like you colors.
Give me that cordless phone over there.
Yeah, man, hey, you got to hear this shit.
I'm going to walk in his back. Hold up.
You don't like black people.
You're damn right. I don't.
You
okay. Now, Mr. Sam.
Yes.
What was that again?
I really don't like you colors too well. I'm coloring myself, but when I got to act black, I took my ass to jail, so I'm acting white now.
Okay, so you don't like us calling. Why did you call in again?
Well, hell, I was trying to get a little info over here on my cows. I guess I called the wrong damn thing. I heard a whole heap of shit, though, that didn't make no sense at all.
And
Woo!
You call this the secret spot?
That's what I said, sir.
Well, if it's so secret, then why you got it public then?
Well, I got it
public
for folks like you, baby. Just to see how many I can. That's what I said. Just to see if I could get you to come up in my little spot. And I
hold on for a minute. I believe my neighbor called one of these cows and jumped over my damn fence. Hold on.
You all Blog Talk Radio. I don't know if this is a joke you all are playing on me or what, but this shit ain't funny.
Hey, I can't help but laugh at this motherfucker here, babe.
Yes, indeed. My mama looking, I sense whatever hillbilly is doing. Let me go to this next caller.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. He ain't talking about too much shit, Cass. And then he talking about watching a cow jump over whatever. This is open mic. I mean, he's... Sam.
Yes, it's me. Sam,
okay.
I am.
Well, how can I help you today, Sam? See, I'm trying my best to be so professional. How can I help you? And let me tell you now, in case you did not know, I am Shy Romance, and this is my show, and you know, you can say what you want, but do not disrespect me on my show or truthfully call people, because I will disconnect your ass here on the Shy Romance.
Hold on. Is that a foul? Is that like disorderly conduct or something?
It's what?
When you hang up in people's face for no apparent reason?
Well, you know, being that it's my show, I can do just that.
Well,
now,
I got another question.
Okay, Sam.
Yes. You say your name is Shy. Shy Romance. What's Shy about a romance? You make it both be known in the same place. You're both not shy. You're both knowing what you're doing. So tell me about this Shy Romance.
Did you call in the freestyle or sing or something today, Mr. Hillbilly?
No, I didn't. I was calling about one of my cows.
Well,
girl,
I cannot help you on your cow, okay?
I mean, you
don't have no help up in your house?
Well, I have. My wife, she's about 450. You
go holler at that heifer.
Well, she's a good heifer, though. But,
she might be able to help you with them cows then, sonny boy.
No, she can't help me. I had one Betsy since 1974. She ain't got no back legs and just crawl on her elbows.
Thank you so much for calling in. Would you like to? Well, I don't even. Okay. Let me see if my chat room is up yet. I see you up in the room, Goofy Bone. I don't know what or who that was right there. Goofy Bone, I see you. Mike, I see you. Mike, is this you calling in? I see you, Mike. I see you, Robbie. I see you, Be Encouraged Radio. I see you, Mr. Taylor, with your gifted tail. I see you. Thank you all. Today is supposed to be Open Mic Tuesday. And
it is Open Mic. I'm talking, ain't it? Hey, I'm talking. It's open mic, right? That's what you said, ain't it? Romance?
Did you call in for a purpose or something, sir?
Well, let
me hear your rap, Sam.
Well, I don't do this stuff. I told you I want you covers.
Well, why the hell are you calling in now?
Oh, I just wanted
to. And
the only reason
I have
to
disconnect you because I'm waiting on the punchline, the ha ha he he or some type of shit to come in, come out or something.
Hey, let's get it going. Let's get it cracking. Let's see who else on the line. Who is else on the line? I'm gonna host the show today.
You all, I had to disconnect here, Billy Sam, temporarily. You know, thank you all for joining in. Today is open mic, and I have to go back and replay that because I don't know who the hell that was, but that really was not funny. And if my mother was not up in my apartment, I probably wouldn't be as calm, cool, and collective as I am right now. But this bastard gonna say he don't like colored people, and then he's another topic of another show. We also, let me read me a piece. Casanova.
Yeah, man.
What the hell was that? That just threw my whole show completely off just then. I almost got into a totally different topic just then. But, you know, I'm trying my best to be professional. I'm trying my best. Thank everybody out there who's up in the chat room. Again, my chat is not coming up. And, you know, I just thank you all for coming
touchdown up in Shy Romance's secret spot. Casanova.
Mm.
Let me hear one of your tracks come out.
Oh, you want me to bust something up?
Yeah. I'm going to let Casanova do something. And then I'm going to play a piece that, let me see if it's on here, me and Casanova had did.
Oh,
and I'm looking for one more. Okay, Cass.
Well, you know, I had a little mixtape back in the day, you know what I'm saying, with me and Southern Born Players, and we redid that set of, Danny the Kane, Showstopping, but it was called Dope Popping. And I think it's very appropriate for this time right here, what we just heard with Hillbilly Sam now. And it was called Dope Popping, so, you know, that's how the chorus go. It go, Dope Popping, Dope Popping, man, stop, Dope Popping, Dope Popping. You know what I'm saying? That's how the chorus went, you know.
Okay.
So my verse came in and said, this for the nigga with diarrhea of the lips, living a fucked up life with more blues than a crib. Yeah, I see you stunting, man, but this ain't Hollywood. Living in Annadale, but always Hollywood. Riding in the bucket, but you say it's the Benz. Always ask the nigga to front you, claim you got ends. Why you acting, man? But you ain't claiming real. You can fool out of town, but you know I know the deal. You ain't no, hold up, you ain't no dubs. You just a scrub. I'm riding factory and still getting me mugs. That's the truth. Ain't gotta lie. You wanna be SBD till you die. Why? You a hoe-ass nigga. No flow-ass nigga. No, don't claim you a dope man. No dro-ass nigga. Claim you got dimes by the dozen. Come to find out they your first and your second cousin. Get on with that bullshit. You get no props. You want to chill with Casanova, pussy nigga. Stop. Don't pop it. Don't pop it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, they go to Hillbilly Sam and the rest of them dope poppers out there. Don't pop it.
Yeah, that's how you deal with characters like that. Put a second verse in for me.
Oh, man. No. Hey,
Come on, baby.
One more.
Put the second one in for us.
Oh, man. She just put me on the spot today, man.
Yeah, because I'm waiting on Miss Cass. I'm waiting on Cass to upload. So, gone and on. I'll
play in the background today, man. I'll play.
Nah, it's your show, too, baby. Come on and throw it out there for us. That's the world. I'm introducing the world to a Casanova. One-third of the group make Know You King.
Uh-oh.
Come on, baby.
I tell you what I will do.
What's that?
I do one of my little, you know what I'm saying, one of my little verses, one of my little songs, or whatever, you know what I'm saying. We do it like that. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what I can get. Let me see. Okay, well, check this out right here. You know what I'm saying? I know yesterday I think your topic was on the love issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do a little something for the gold diggers out there. I'm quite sure all these men out here can relate to this. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
On the gold digger spot. Of course, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's not for all women, just them gold diggers. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Baby Casanova, different type of breed of nigga. I'm full of the real, so bullshit don't feed a nigga. Dive a quarter piece, nigga, boost in your head while you whining and dining Casanova enjoying head. See, desperate, lame, nigga with weak game. They fucked it up a real player, shit to rearrange. When you first meet a brawl, you buy the red lobster. When she fuck your best friend, you cry louder than the opera. Had your ass suicidal, thought that Casanova. And pussy was a game, I win free, so call me Oprah. Instead of, man, nah, man, they ain't ready for that, man. Let me put that. Hey, the punchline off the chain, though.
What you say you ain't ready for? How you just going to stop right up in the middle?
Man, because, hey, I'm the co-host, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to put myself out there like that today, man. It's just for everybody else. You already know how I get that.
Yeah,
you know
that's how come I'm letting them all know how you do it,
They don't hear me, baby. May the first, the drunk and I family, the next best thing is going down, man. Your boy got skills, and so everybody. And Sha can flow, too. Won't you give us something, Sha?
I'm gonna play it in a minute as soon as it uploads. I get a couple lines full up. See, I ain't.
Hey, my friend over there, May the First, the Drunk and I family. You know what I'm saying? The next best thing. It got my boy Sway One, Flex, Authorized, Soldier the One, Shy Romance herself. You know, yours truly, Young Casanova, King Casanova. It's going down just like that right there, man. May 1st, man. I'll tell you, it's off the chain.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Thank you all for coming through again. And like I said, I was trying to play the song, Don't Leave. I don't know if it's not in the right format, but it's not uploading to my player, baby. So like I said, I was trying to do that right there. Then Cash, he up here trying to put me on the spot. I know you all hear my kids in the background. They probably bust up in this room in a minute, but I got my door locked. So I'm that shit don't be working sometimes. Though, and then if you notice, my tone is kind of low because I have Mama Shy up in the background, you know, so. And I am her little baby, so I don't do a lot of cursing and everything.
That real tough.
You know, because like I said, she would put me across her leg, at least try to anyway. And if I don't go, then she'll just shoot me.
She got enough rope to hit.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. But
she
got
a dope. I do not. Oh, lies. Look on my MySpace page. Oh, lies.
Oh, no. For you all who's just tuning in, today again is Open Mic Tuesday. Open Mic. And while I wait on this file to upload, I guess I'm going to read a piece I wrote called Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2. See, I'm so tired. I'm exhausted from everything. My children, bills, loneliness, stress. I must confess I just can't rest from tossing and turning, learning yet yearning while fantasizing about this thing called rest. See, I still be walking while I sleep till it feels as if my grave's almost complete. I just can't sleep. And then my shadow done left me and my stomach's empty. God, please come help me. Hell, I need another blessing. See, I work every day but still have no energy because they done came and disconnected my L-I-G-H-T. And now his crazy ass asking if I have a man. Testing 1-2. Not in my life or in my home, because if I did, my shit will be on. And Obama, 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 yeah, you had a safe inauguration. Now, please hear my declaration. Yes, my voice flows of desperation, because I need no hesitation on my stimulus rebate. And I help emancipate this hate while I try to manipulate my fate. There's no mistaking the fact that I will indeed rise up again, my friend, because that doesn't kill you, only makes you stronger, my friend. Plus, ain't no bitch ass within this strong black woman. And to most Caucasian Americans, see, the struggles are just beginning. See, you better be careful because you're about to get knocked up off that high horse when truth's voice speaks through these sheets, bringing heat like an Obama speech. And I'm about to slow it down a little bit. It's just that I'm mad and I really need to thin a bit while I let my stick spit a whole lot of nutrition and shit, busting nut after nut, and it's protein. So shut the hell up. Ever since you fell off your high horse and your mortgage payments are piling up, now you want to fuss and say the economy's messed up. That's just because y'all versions, hell, we've been getting fucked. Testing 1-2. Man, there's so many things I want to speak on, so I guess I'm about to begin with being called an African-American, because that's a goddamn lie. And you want to know why? It's because I have never stepped foot in that country, so please don't label me that ethnicity. See, the closest I come to sinning was on an MAP or watching it on TV. So what's my nationality? I'm black, goddammit. I know you can't stand this. If we was united together, you know you couldn't handle it. So testing 1-2. So you're hiding the truth, or so it seems. Or have you just taken hostage that American dream? Got me looking for it like a damn crack fiend. See, we didn't pick the fruit for the American pie and can't even lick the goddamn bowl. But behold, we picked it, cooked it, and can't even taste it. That's bullshit, and you know it. Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2. That's that piece.
Very good, very good.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I wrote that a little while ago, everybody. And, well, I wrote it like a month ago. I'm saying a little while ago, about a month or two ago, truthfully. And it was just because, you know, I'm becoming an older lady. And, you know, with a lot of these guys coming up to me on some bull, and then a lot of people fussing about the economy. You know, I say my little bit, but hell, truthfully speaking, you know, we've been getting ass into the shit stick, you know, and when they talking about the mortgage crisis or whatever, hell, I'm in a low income apartment. I don't have no damn mortgage. I wish I did. You know, I don't have no 2 and 3 cars I'm riding in here for the longest time. I was riding an old raggedy Nissan Sentry and shit. Wasn't nothing working right in. I couldn't even leave about Vicksburg, you know. So.
I just had a lot of things on my mind when I was writing that piece. And Cass.
That's right.
Yes, baby. Yes, baby. Yes. So, let me see. I think this Hillbilly Sam had called in. I don't know if I'm going to let him get back on the air just yet. Everybody who's out there, thank you all for joining me. Again, today is Open Mic Tuesday. If you want to, my link is blogtalkradio.com/shyromance. SHAIROMANCE. You can also hit me up on MySpace, which is myspace.com/shyromance. That's me. Cass, want to throw your link out there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can hit me up on the email at pimpkazzy@yahoo.com. That's pimpkazzy@yahoo.com. Hit your boy.
Okay, okay. Now, this caller right here has his number blocked, so I am fin to go to the line. Caller, can you hear me? Caller?
Hello?
Shit.
Hello?
Yes.
It's here, Billy Sam, I am.
And you're going to call back with your number blocked?
Hell yeah, because you hung up on me. I'm not saying I didn't like you colors.
Okay, Hillbilly Sam. Okay. What can I help you with right about now, sir?
Well, I just got a little...
What do you want?
Well, I just got a little question. What was that poem was talking about? Was it talking about one of my cows?
You all, I'm about to play a song from me and Cass.
Oh!
He was disconnected again. This is a song me and Casanova did. And this is me rapping. I really don't rap a lot because my thing is poetry. But, you know, he wanted me to get on this piece, and it was the first time I did it. So it's called Miss Casanova.
When the rest of the world turn their back, she a host. Hold it down like she supposed to, cause she a soul. I'ma keep searching till I find Miss Casanova. In the block searching day to day, what the world trying to find a girl that can give me what I need, what I want. Say beggars can't be choosy, but some of this is true. No such thing as perfect, 9.5 or 2. Long or short hair, pretty eyes and straight teeth. Pretty skin complexion, nice thighs, juicy. Skin and tone of old men, nice stomach, fat ass. Independent chicken, her gal, she keep a stash. In the summer, all she wear is heels and toes out. In the winter, boots with heels on their walk, turning shows out. Ain't the cheap type, no matter what kind of game of greeter shoot. With your ball or not, she say my nigga got loot. Hold it down when you ain't around. Hold it down when you out of town. Hold it down, smile, not frown. Hold it down, quit on the crown. My baby, my boo, when I find you surround. So if you out there, let me know, holler back. The type of girl who's stressed out and down a control. When the rest of the world turn their back, she a hoe. Hold it down like she supposed to, cause she a soul. I'ma keep searching till I find Miss Casanova. Nigga like me, like a bride and dime, from head to toe. For the truck, you show me what you was about, ain't no telling where we can go. Instead of the same penny, switch it up with some respect. And watch how fast I get on my knees, wait for you to bless me. Let a nigga know that you are down, no nigga can take his place. No matter how many friends quest, no one can take his place. We step out the crib, her heads, but not your own. Speak when they speak, but still holding down your own. No, you ain't gotta be stuck up to be a good girl. You can hold a conversation, a nigga know you're a good girl. And you wanna hold it down, but you and yours always and forever. And every time we sex, it just get better and better. When I want it, all I gotta do is make a face. And them legs spread fast like we ain't got time to waste. My baby, my boo, when I find you, it's a wrap. If you out there, let me know, holler back. The run it back. She a hoe, hold it down like she supposed to, cause she a soul. I'ma keep searching till I find Miss Casanova.
Woman, you can make love to, then take home to your mother. Pretty in her face, but I'm thinking away from eating them collard greens. So goddamn fly, can't believe they lied when I touched down on the scene. Be turning heads and stopping shows, all of this while I walk. I'm shy romantic, your ass in a trance when I make my booty talk. I'm a lady in the street, little freak up in the sheets. The type of lady that you need to make your life complete. Me like it's queen, cause I didn't claim my throne. When I step up in this house, all your bitches be gone. Now Casanova, where you at? I wanna tell you I miss you. Draw my fingers over your head and moan while I kiss you. Wanna play with you, let you in, I'll freak you all over. So look no further, cause I touch who I am, it's Casanova. Yes, I am it, baby, I am it. Who's so lazy, that's a rap. Casanova, I'm right here, so go and holler back.
The type of girl who's stressed out, down, of control. When the rest of the world turn they back, she a hoe. Hold it down like she's supposed to, cause she a soul. I'ma keep searching till I find Miss Casanova. The type of girl who's stressed out, down, of control. When the rest of the world turn they back, she a hoe. Hold it down like she's supposed to.
Yes, everybody. Welcome to Shy Romance's Secret Spot. That last song was a piece by me and Casanova called Miss Casanova. That's the only rap I've ever done in my life.
Oh, it's plenty more to come. It's plenty.
But that's that piece. I love that piece. I be riding around up in my car listening to yeah. But anyway, again, my chat room is down. But I see up in my room, I have Sexy Goofy Bone. I also have Swag 256. I have the Challenger Taylor Mickey, Michael. I also have Ben Carriage Radio, Robbie Baby, and Mr. Mike Henderson. Be sure to catch out his shows. You got to call in and plug us in about your shows, Mr. Mike. Yeah, get you up on this microphone, baby. Again. Go to my switchboard. Oh, my mom and I screaming at my kids. It's kind of hard doing this show. I'm going to try to stick with 4. I will not be having another show at 7 o'clock. That one right there, BTR World, will not be happening. My kids usually go to sleep about 8 o'clock, and I called myself trying to do a 2-hour show yesterday from 7 to 9. When I got through doing my show, I had milk all over my floor. I had shit everywhere. And needless to say, my kids went to bed shortly after that. But I will not have another show at that time. Again, the call-in number is 347-677-0889. The Blog Talk website is blogtalkradio.com/shyromance. I'm still on my show. That is the oldest boy. I have a question, Cass. You hear me? Okay, I understand that what?
Okay. I understand that you have all girls, right?
That's right. Four.
Oh. How many boys did your mom have?
Me. I'm the baby boy and the only boy.
The baby boy and the only boy. Well, my question is, because, see, you know how old my kids are, and I have a 13-year-old son. Now, I be up in here, when I get ready to go out and get in my car, Mom, where you going? Mom, who that is? I'm like, shit, you ain't my man. I'm just saying, Mom.
Yes, he is, and if you really want to know the truth, I'm going to tell you like this right here.
I know
we're going to ask them questions. He doing what I told him to do. Don't get mad at me. For sure. Live and direct. The truth should set us all free. Anyway, it is what it is, man. For sure. Only in the Chiro, man, baby. Only in the Chiro. It's going down.
I'm not sure what just happened just then, but everything completely hung up. Cass, are you on the line?
I'm here.
I have no idea. You must make Blog Talk mad or something, but it completely hung up on me then. Damn.
For real?
Yes.
I'll make it mad if I tell the truth.
Shit, something. I'm not sure what happened then, but I am back. I guess, shit, that ain't a bill I have to pay. Shit, I know I be messing up with him, you know, but I think my baby just ran his head up into that wall. I was saying, Casanova, about my boy, you know, and, you know, every time I get ready to go to him, Mom, where you going? Mom, who that is? Somebody come and say something to me. You know, he's big. My son is about 6'2". And we was riding one day. Somebody asked me if he was my damn man. You know, so we were riding, and somebody come to my car, you know, saying something to me. Who that is? I had to look up like, oh, my bad. I didn't know that was your man. Like, no.
That's what I told him to do when I ain't around.
That's what you told him to do?
Yeah.
Oh, how many bills you paid this month?
How many bills I paid this month?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't paid no bills. I don't pay men.
What?
I don't pay men no money. I ain't never paid a bill before in my life.
You say you don't pay men?
Yeah.
They call me a man?
I don't know no bills. No, you said how many bills did I pay?
You keep telling my son to keep track on me.
No.
Like, you done paid some bills up in this bitch.
I ain't never paid a bill before. I don't know nobody named Bill. Who is Bill?
Mm-hmm. You got jokes. Okay. I had to get on my phone and see what's going on.
you want to put me like that on the air? You want to confront me like that? Okay.
You know I love you, though, baby.
Yeah, nope.
You know it. Let me, since I can't get anybody to call in to do some more pieces for me, I think I will read a piece. It's an old piece that I wrote when I was in high school, and it's called America. And I hope I don't mess it up because I really hadn't read it. Oh, it's been a minute. It's called America. Go back to Africa where I belong, because America is not my native home, is what you say. But how can you tell me this when you went out of your way to make sure that we stay here in America, land of the free and sweet liberty? I mean, but do you even realize the irony? You speak to me? See, we were at home in our own land in Africa trying to enjoy ourselves, and it was y'all asses who were selling around trying to steal someone else. I mean, Shekaz, do you really believe that Christopher Columbus discovered this world, this land? I hope not, because in America, because in a reality, this land was discovered by a black man. And I know there may be some controversial issues over this. And you may say that this is not a known fact. But a known fact is that before Christopher Columbus so-called discovered America, you know, the land of the free and sweet liberty, that the Indians was here from way, way back. So how in the heck can he go and change that? I mean, how can he claim something that was already claimed and run them off and post up his name? But all in America, land of the free and sweet liberty. I mean, but do you even realize the irony you speak to me? See, we were at home in our own land trying, I messed up. Like I said, I hadn't read this since high school. Do you even realize the irony you speak to me? See, I can't remember. And I never mess up on air too much either. So I'm going to try one more time. Go back to Africa where we belong, because America is not our native home, is what you say. But how can you tell us this when you went out of your way to make sure that we stay here in America, land of the free and sweet liberty? I mean, do you even realize the irony you speak to me? See, we were at home in our own land trying to enjoy ourselves, and it was y'all asses who were selling around trying to steal someone else. I mean, do you really believe that Christopher Columbus discovered this land? I hope not, because in reality, this land was discovered by a black man. And I know there may be some controversial issues over this, and you may say that this is not a known fact. But a known fact is that before Christopher Columbus so-called discovered America, you know, the land of the free, that the Indians was already from way, way back. So how in the heck can he go and change that? I mean, how can he claim something that was already claimed to run them off and post up his name? But all in America, land of the free and sweet liberty. But, oh, how much I do love thee, and quite frankly, there's nowhere else that I'd rather be. So you took us from freedom, and cast us into slavery. This shows your character, your warmth, and your sincerity. So you made my ancestors suffer many days, weeks, months, and years, from decades of pain to centuries of tears. But you never thought they'd get out the field and stop shedding tears, stand by one another, and educate each other. So you never seen that one coming, my brother. See, but that's enough. I can't remember the rest of it, Cass.
Yes, that's how good, though.
I cannot remember the rest of it. And like I said, I hate it when I mess up, but, you know, still kind of rusty. But everything is coming. Everything is coming. This is Open Mic. Robbie, call in and bless us with one of your pieces. Mike, I see you. Who else I have up in here? Be Encouraged Radio. Swag 256 and Sexy Goofy Bone. Since I can't get anybody to call in, I guess I am going to play something else. You want something slow or something fast, Cass? I don't got too many minutes left now. I can only play about one or two more songs.
You know what to give me. You know how I like it.
Ooh, how you like it? Got you thinking about Miss Shy Romance. Huh?
Shy Romance when I make my booty talk.
Got you feeling for Miss Shy Romance. Let me see.
Oh, man.
Hit me.
Get all to my heart. Take my money.
I take it too.
Take my money. My house and my car. For one hit of you can have it all.
I sure will.
'Cause making love, every time we do, girl, it hurts this rough. 'Cause I'm an addict of you, and you know that I can't leave.
Getting ready to run out. I want to throw something out there. You might don't be able to feel this, but this used to be one of my favorite songs. Do you hear me?
Yes, yes, yes.
She felt, so I hated her, yeah, till I was old enough to
I used to be in Memphis listening to that, crying my ass off, truthfully. You know, bring back so many memories, so many. You know, but at the same time, like I said, I wouldn't change anything because I know now that I had to endure what I did at that time in order for me to be who I am today, you know. And had I not come across that man I used to call my ex my husband, you know, again, I wouldn't be as strong as I am. So to that bastard, I want to say thank you.
Yes, Faith. On a brighter note, you say you cried your ass off. So, in other words, then, if you cried some of it off, that means it was bigger than what it is now.
Yes, indeed. Why we got to get up on that? I don't have no big ass. I told you I'm both hip. Don't have a big ass at all.
Shoot, man, okay.
Anyway, I thank you all so much for joining us. Seems as if everybody else have gotten cut off of the chat line. This was Shy Romance Secret Spot. It was open mic, and my next show will be Thursday. Every bill will be paid. Time.
That's right. Tipped out Thursday. You don't want to miss it.
Yes. Shit, they would have been missing if I hadn't caught that place on time. I need to go find my postman and whoop his ass. Because I know what he was on. I know him, too. He was sitting riding around up in that truck that he called his vehicle that he ride up in, and he was getting buzzed. That's what he was doing. And
don't do it.
That's true. Then he couldn't bring my check on time. You know, I was pissed. I'm still pissed off about that, truthfully. I really am. You know, because I might just go get me a post. I'll get my mail at 9 o'clock on the dot, not 9:15, not 9:10, but 9 o'clock on the dot. You know, because this shit right here. But anyway, everything is good. I thank you all so much for joining me. Truthfully, for me, like I said, this show is like a lifesaver. Because I have this show is a lifesaver for me. Truthfully, it is. And I enjoy being able to come on BTR and, you know, express myself. You never know, truthfully, because I am bipolar, so, you know, that might be a switch, the reason for some of the songs being uppity up, and then next 10 minutes, you know, I might want to hear some pimp harder, you know. So one day my topic might be about some laid back, you know, relaxing, sensual things, and the next day it might be about killing her, you know, we're doing some, you know, just doing something, pimping out, you know, but one thing is for sure, whenever you come, whenever you join me, you will get me, just like the show, live, uncut, unedited, and not if the mommy is in here, it will be kind of censored. I mean, you know. But otherwise, uncensored too. You know, but thank you all so much, Casanova. Oh, say that again.
Man, one of my moments over here.
Oh, what you doing? What are you doing?
Your voice will make a bird fly from here to South Dakota, man. Stop. Fly through the rain, the snow, the blizzards, and all. Yeah, make it.
Okay, I hear you, Big Papa. We need to go on us a day, Casanova. I didn't change my mind.
What I say?
You laughed. You was laughing. I changed my mind a moment in pace. That's the first time I've ever branched out and asked a dude on a date, and I get laughed at. Golly, what's happening to me?
Oh, what that kind of laugh?
Whew, I don't think.
Say what you want to say. You see shy. Okay.
BTR, I am completely embarrassed. Now, I would never ask another dude out in my life.
No, don't even do me like that. Don't even do me now. You always do.
And where y'all have my co-member, Casanova, to thank for that.
No.
Well, thank you all for joining us. Like my kids knowing the show over with, Cass. You hear the beating on the door? And since we all are about to get out of here.
Mom,
yes.
Just hit me.
Yes.
Say hi.
Hi.
Now, this is Chris.
This is Chris.
Somehow you are.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Hey, this is Josh. How old are you?
4.
I don't play.
The rest of my mama.
Fine.
I just changed.
How old are you?
Day. And BTR World, let me tell you all exactly who this is. 1, 2, 3.
Hey,
1, 2, 3.
Hey,
that is who that is, World.
Bye.
I'm going to send the mother
of
my mom. After our show, you all have a nice day. Thank you all for joining us. I don't think you all will get that exclusive anymore. That is me. I wake up 5 o'clock every morning to those blessings I have. Yeah, you heard her word. 1, 2, 3. Team Reed. Them jokers do not play. And like I always say, I am looking for godparents because they are not bad. They're just very, very, very active. You know. And for those of you all who out there who do not know Bebe, just know that Bebe do not want to live beside us. Or her kids. Yes. Thank you. Y'all have a good night. Tune in Thursday for Pimped Out Thursday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Good night, and God bless.
Bye, world.
Power.